Welcome to Author Blur Podcast. I'm your host, and this is where readers and authors connect. So remember, check out authorblurb.com for all the profiles, and most of all, enjoy the show. Welcome to Author Blur Podcast again. This is a review, and today I'm talking about Jennifer Bozeman's book, I Know the Plan. Now, I enjoyed my conversation with Jennifer. Her books sounded very interesting for the age groups that she's made it sound like she's written them for. And I was highly interested in trying to see my son's opinion of them as well. So Jennifer did send me a copy, a signed copy for my son's collection, and it's in there now. It took me a little longer just to get through my reading list and get to certain books for him to want to read and to be able to do it. We do a reading story every night. My son and I sit down, read at night, and I try to get his opinion on different books. I mean, who else is going to be better than me? Well, not me, but who better to tell you what they think of a kid's book than a kid? My son's 5 years old, just so you understand the age range that this is going in. Now, this book, it's a cute book. Jennifer has the illustrations. They look nice. I think they were done amazingly. They look good. And the book was formatted, everything smooth, easy to read, and enjoyable. The one thing that I found is, and she said she did this, and through one of the readings, I tried it with the Bible verses that she has at the end of each page or on the bottom of each page, and then another time without reading the Bible verses. So the time I found my son really enjoyed it more is when I did not read the Bible verse at the end of it. But reading the Bible verse gave me an understanding of what she was coming from, what the passage of her writing was referring to, so that if my son, when he asked a question or made a comment, I could respond back and have some information to work with to give him. So it wasn't me going, I don't know. Because sometimes he asks questions that I just have no clue about. I mean, anybody with a five-year-old knows well enough, or with a little kid knows well enough, that some of the questions are just crazy. But this book is a good book. It's enjoyable. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's something that you can read, and with the different characters on each page, a different animal family on each page, it allows the kid to be able to see pandas and see bears and lions and all these different animals and get drawn in because they want to see the animals and they pay attention. And I found it to be very good. He enjoyed it. My son enjoyed it. He's asked me to read it a couple times after that, after the initial time. So once, like I said, once I didn't read the Bible passage on the bottom and just read the passage or the text that she wrote in her pages, that it went smoother for me, and I found he seemed to enjoy it more, and we could discuss different things when he stopped me to look at pictures or asked a question. The book's fun. It's simple. It's not serious. It's not weighted in the sense that you have to worry about anything like that. It's kind of a simple, easy way to. And it is a Christian book, just so you know, if you haven't picked up with the Bible passage bit. But it's a good way of having discussions, helping your kid understand that in God, you're trying to follow his guidance so that you can make his plan come true through you and be able to live a happy, healthy, positive life. And to me, that's what Christianity is focusing on being the best person you can and trying to live in God's word. Now, not trying to preach to you, not really my intention. everybody's allowed to have their own opinions. I do believe that a good moral system, which Christianity provides, is a good thing to teach a child. And that is a big thing to follow along with what I believe. So agree with me or disagree with me, I'm not going to hide that factor of my thought process, because that will affect my reviews. And like I said, in many other reviews, you might disagree with me, and I encourage you to let me know your thoughts. But overall, I have my thoughts, and I want you to understand where I'm coming from, so that if you do disagree with me, you know what I'm saying and why, so you can tell me your thoughts and share them, and we can have a discussion. I'm always willing to talk. Now, this book, I know the plan. Like I said, not a serious book, not a going to be the next, I don't even know what award or top novel it would be, but it's not going to be Goodnight Moon. I don't think too many books get into Goodnight Moon and Dragon in a Wagon, which are two books that almost every parent I know knows. So those were books that I've read more times than I can count. My son adores it. This, I know the plan. It'll be in the rotation of our reading, and he will choose it every now and then, is what I'm expecting. At least until he outgrows it and we get more books, but he's very happy to have it as his collection, and it's, with it being a signed book, it's going to be something he'll keep with him and possibly hand down to his kids when he has them. I encourage people, if you want something that is going to be lighthearted, be meaningful, Christian-based, something that you can have a easy conversation if you want, or just read to kind of give a little spiritual guidance to the kids without beating them over the head with a Bible verse, this is a good thing. It's a good book to get. It'd be a good gift. And I mean, for a lot of church families, a lot of Christians with kids, it's a book that I suggest you get. It's my opinion because, well, it's my review. What else would you want? So with that, thank you for being here. Take the time, look at all the authors' profiles. You can see the interviews of the authors that have talked with me, that their shows have already been out. Their interviews are in their profiles, along with these reviews I do of their books. Every review I do is of an author who has been on the show and spoken with me. I want to make sure that the reviews I do are of those authors. Now, mind you, I've read some books that I am trying to get some authors on from that, so I can just do the reviews since I've read the books. Call me lazy, but if I'm that good about it, they're good authors and you're going to want to know about them. With that being said, have a good day. Check out the authors. Remember, go to authorblurb.com where you can find all this information, all these authors, and everybody that you're going to enjoy getting to know. So thank you. Have a good day.